Well, I was a young boy, and just growing up in a Muslim home, to be a Muslim, you also were Turkish. So being Turkish was also a Muslim, and for me, that really meant family. It meant fear of God. It meant fear of my father, and to me, it was just a religion motivated by fear, and also respect and honor, which we really valued in our home. Allah to me was I can't say a father, but a force who was really ready to hurt me if I didn't do the right thing, who was really ready to raise his hand and strike me if I wasn't in line with the commandments or in line with what Islam would teach. I definitely believed in Allah, and most of my teaching came from my mother. And she was the one who had the Quran, and she would, you know, if we were caught lying, she would make us swear and put her hand on top of the Quran. And, you know, that was all fearful for me too, because I knew if I said the wrong thing, something bad was going to happen to me. So that was a real main part of what being a Muslim was in my household. My parents sent me to Catholic school, and the only reason is because they saw the corruption or the bad behavior that was in the public schools, which is still around today, and they did notice some kind of strict regimen in the Catholic schools, and that's where they ended up sending me, and that's where my first exposure to Christ was. I can't say it was a true Christ, but that's where my first exposure to Jesus was. And they did teach me, don't bow down to the statues, don't kiss the statues, and so I was very fearful of that as a Muslim, so I wouldn't do that. And that was my first exposure, like I said, to Christ, and I really just developed a curiosity for Christ. My second exposure to Jesus was through two of my best friends. They started to share with me about Jesus and who he was, and they were Catholics at the time, and one of them really left an impression on me, and he was my best friend at the time, and he really explained to me about who Jesus was and the things that he did and miracles that he did, which is also in the Quran, being born of a virgin and all that, a lot of similarities. But I really believed that he had the whole story, and he also said to me that if you don't receive Christ as your Savior, just put it bluntly, he just said, you will go to hell. And this is something I never heard of, because I thought I was already on my way to heaven because of appeasing Allah in some way. He would have mercy on me. It wasn't security, but the way he explained it to me, there was security in Christ. And my initial reaction was rage. I really went after my best friend. And I couldn't believe I was actually doing this. We were on a construction job. I went after him physically, verbally first, and he just wouldn't be quiet. And then people actually had to get between us to break us up, and the rage just built up. But mainly because I think for me, I was being told I was wrong. And I think a lot of that was ingrained because of the religion of Islam. It's a very aggressive religion, and I'm not saying we're all aggressive, or we're all aggressive as Muslims, but we are taught to retaliate, and that's what I did, and not even knowing that it was so ingrained in me, and I couldn't believe I was actually retaliating against my best friend. And that to me says the opposition that I had in my heart because of Islam, that we are taught that everybody else is the infidel, and that was my really initial reaction. And because of my own issues that I had, because of the way I was raised and because of having a very strict father, and it developed a lot of rage and anger inside of me, and some of that was directed towards God too. And now I hear that I'm wrong about something, and I was the last person that you would say I was wrong, because of just the way I was, and just the anger that I had towards my father and God, just directing it towards other people. So after me and my friend were continuously arguing, and But I finally just said to him, listen, we really need to step back. It's getting between our friendship. And he agreed to do that. But the one thing he did say to me that really stuck out in my mind was, which I never heard before because of religion, he said to me, I'm only saying this to you because I love you and God loves you and he doesn't want to see you go to hell. And that's what really, I think, planted a seed in my heart, something I never heard before, that the love of God is what really draws us to him. And that's what really made an impact on me. And later, I started to question even more. Now that I'm seeing the love rather than the aggression, this is what I was responding to. So what I did was, in my mind, I started questioning myself, who this Jesus person really is. I mean, I heard that he can, through so many people who, whether it's on TV or whatever, so many people who were saying that this Jesus can change your heart, you can change your life, and all this other, you know, all these other things that can help you just get through life. But I think there was more than that, and that's what I needed. I mean, I grew up because of what I went through as a child, depressed, angry, lost, and I knew all that, and all this was building up inside of me. And once I heard about the love of God, that's when things started to change in my heart. I was hearing the Bible through my friend, and he was just reciting verses, and he was just explaining things that Jesus said about him being the truth and the life, and that's really what was drawing me to him. I was hearing his words through his servant, and that's what I would say started to bring me to that point where I believe God's Spirit was working in my heart. He was meeting me where I was at. So what I did one day, just out of a pure miracle, I believe, is just I got on my knees one day. I said, okay, and this is exactly what I said. Jesus, if you are real, and if you can really change hearts the way people say you can really change my life, I want you to do this. And I'm on my knees actually asking to receive Jesus Christ. And I really was drawn to him so much, and I couldn't resist him. And it wasn't because he was aggressive, it wasn't because he was coming after me with a holy stick ready to beat me. It was really, I felt his love. So I got on my knees and I said, okay, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna really do this. I can't believe I'm doing this because I am a Muslim. And what's that gonna mean for me? Does that mean I have to change my ways? Does that mean I have to change my, you know, my family? Am I gonna be rejected? But it didn't really matter to me at that point. Once I said the words, not only the words, but once I really spoke it from my heart for Jesus to come into my life, I knew this was the truth. And this is what drew me to him, was the truth. I was seeking for truth. I didn't have any truth in my life. I grew up with lies. I grew up with deception. And here's the one person that allowed me to come to him. And I really remember, almost not audibly, but just in my heart, he was just saying to me, this is the truth, I am the truth. And I knew after I said those words, after I came up onto my feet, I knew I did the right thing. After I received Christ, everybody was rejoicing. And later on, I found out that so many people were praying for me to receive Christ, and I did. This is a concept I never had. I never knew that people actually would pray for you like this. And they did, and because of that, I believe God drew me to him. But the one thing that I remember when I started to pick up the Bible and read it, and my first Bible was an NIV study Bible, and it just really explained to you in the subtext what was really happening if you couldn't understand it. And it really helped me develop a relationship with him. And the more I read about Jesus, the more I fell in love with him. And this, again, this concept to me was strange, but Christ in my heart was answering every question that I had about God. Up to this point, I was known as the craziest kid on the block. I mean, I was just doing some things that I can't even tell you that were just embarrassing and just brought shame to my family and a lot of heartache. And it was really for attention. So a lot of these things I was doing, I believe, was breaking God's heart. And how God changed my life, I mean, once I received Christ, the funny thing is, he changed my behavior. He changed the way I spoke to people. He changed the way I thought about people. And I can't say it was an immediate change. It took me about 6 years to really grasp the idea and the truth about what he wants from me. And God was slowly ingraining and giving me a new identity, which is in Christ. So my behavior really changed a lot. And like I said, the funny thing was, no one taught me to stop smoking. No one taught me to stop using bad language. No one taught me to stop drinking. No one taught me to stop mistreating women. No one taught me that. It just happened in my heart. No one could teach me that. And to me, that was a miracle. I mean, here I am desiring to do the right thing. And it's just coming from God himself. And like I said, the more I read about Jesus, the more I fell in love with him. And the more I realized how my flesh was fighting against him. And he gently just started to restore me, restore my life, restore my identity in him. I mean, there's still a lot more changes to do. But, you know, the main issues were being taken care of by God. And it's only done by him. I had nothing to do with it. To my Muslim friend, you know, God loves you. And I'm only a person who really was desperate, and I'm only a person who was starving who found food, and here I am to share that food with you. And that's it. That's all I can really say about that is Jesus really gave my starving spirit that bread, which he is. He even called himself the bread of life, and I feed on him now. And it's not this earthly kind of feeding you might want to think, but it's a spiritual kind of feeding, because he's our lifeline. And I'm just here to tell you that he loves you. He loves you, and he loves me, and he loves us all just the same. And I found treasure worth more than gold and rubies and whatever you can imagine. And I'm here to give it to you for free, because he gave it to me for free. And it's something that we can never do to earn. You know, God loves us no matter what. We can't earn his love. He loves us regardless of who we are and what we've done against him. Now, I know there's a verse in the Bible that says, because he lives, I will also live. And that was such an impact when I read that. I'm going to live someday again. You know, this body will deteriorate. This body will die. And if you're in a place where you're not sure, if you're in a place where you don't know where you're going to go when you die, don't undermine what Jesus Christ can do for you. Don't just throw it aside and say, well, he can't, because of your own selfish beliefs. Believe it because he said it. And he could change your life, and he could change your heart if you allow him to. And you could know eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. And it's a step of faith. And it's not faith in your faith, it's faith in him, the one true God.